Will you take on the 2.6 challenge for RNIB? Launched by the organisers of the London Marathon, the 2.6 challenge is hoping to keep the marathon spirit alive and raise vital donations. Thousands of charities are getting involved with the aim of raising £67 million, the amount of money which would have been raised by the London Marathon, which would have taken place on Sunday the 26th of April. Now, it's really easy and open to everyone. All you need to do is pick a challenge that involves the number 2.6 or 26. This could be a 2.6 mile run, 26 press-ups, 2.6 laps around your garden, etc, etc. The ideas are endless and anything goes. And one person who has just completed the challenge is Matthew Cook. Start off, Matthew, please, by telling us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to take on the challenge for RNIB.
I'm an NHS doctor who, one of the many who retired a few months ago and is now back working in the NHS. And over the last few years, I've had eye problems. I lost my sight in my right eye because of recurrent retinal detachments. And then just over 18 months ago, unfortunately, the same happened in my left. But I'm very pleased to say, after various surgeries, I've now got my vision back in the left eye. But during that 5-year period, I've had a lot of support from the RNIB. So a year ago, I competed in Ride London for Team RNIB. If it's on this year, I'll be doing so again. So when I saw about the 2.6, RNIB was an obvious choice for me. And I recruited two of my colleagues to join with me.
Brilliant. So what was the challenge?
We each cycled 26 miles on the 26th. Two of us did it on our trainers in our conservatories. The third one lives out in the country, so he could do it on his own without any contact with anybody else.
Now, you were doing this virtually as well, weren't you?
Yes. So the two of us who were on our trainers were on an app called Swift, so we could see each other in a virtual world racing against each other.
So how much were you hoping to raise, Matthew?
We set ourselves a target of £260 and were slightly stunned by the generosity of our friends. So there's still money coming in, and we've already raised £1,200. And it's interesting to note how many of the people who donated had been in contact with RNIB or had a relative with visual problems.
The challenge is still going on. What would you say to anyone that was thinking about giving it a go?
It's so easy. You know, it just has to involve 2.6. You don't have to be athletic at all. I've seen somebody who actually made 26 cupcakes and donated something from the sale of those. So have a go, and you can support charities like RNIB, where obviously the work is much greater because of people having greater challenges during this period and who aren't being able to raise funds otherwise. So let's aim to get that money that the marathon would have collected otherwise.
So if you would like to take part, what you need to do is, number one, dream up your own 2.6 challenge. Number two, set up your own fundraising page via 2.6challenge.justgiving.com. Number three, ask your friends and family to sponsor you. And number four, share a photo or video on social media using hashtag. That's hashtag 2.6 challenge and tag at RNIB. You just search RNIB 2.6 challenge to find out more and sign up. How are you dealing with the lockup yourself as a visually impaired person?
So there's four of us in my household. My wife's a nurse, so she's going out to work and seeing her patients. I work partly for the NHS and partly from home. So we're keeping busy, and I suspect, like many, we're having many family quiz nights and online Monopoly with my daughter who's lives elsewhere.
A lot of families certainly seem to be getting closer during this. That's one good thing to come out of it.
We've already decided we're going to have the family quiz night as a regular thing, even after lockdown is finished.
Does that get competitive?
Extremely.
Now, how can people support you?
Well, it's very easy. All you have to do is log on to rnibcyclist.uk.
Well, Matthew, it's been brilliant speaking to you. Brilliant at taking on that challenge for RNIB. Good luck for the future, and thanks for sharing your story with us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, thank you. And I must say thank you also to you, Barry, because I listen to RNIB Connect Radio still, but it was particularly supportive when my vision had virtually gone.